Where do raving fans really come from? At Velocio, we believe it starts with the people behind the work. Welcome to Raving Fans Start Within, a podcast that gives you a behind-the-scenes look at the team members who bring our culture, projects, and values to life.
Welcome to Velocio's Raving Fans Start From Within podcast. I'm Robbie Morrison, the CEO of Velocio, and today I have Grant with me. Grant, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure can. Thanks, Robbie. Thanks for having me on. Hey, everyone. My name is Grant Primo, and I am the manager of corporate projects here at Velocio. I live right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, so I get to work from our headquarters each and every day. So that's super exciting. I live at home with my wife and our now 10-week-year-old daughter, along with our two cats and our dog. So we certainly have a busy household. In terms of what I like to do, some of my passions, some of my hobbies, you know, I'm a huge sports fan. So I do enjoy most of our Atlanta sports teams, with the exception that I am a Green Bay Packers fan. And then if you consider Atlanta, a big Georgia sports fan. So I think that aligns with a lot of our leaders here at Velocio. And apart from sports, I like to listen and read books. I like to listen to music, but most of all, I like sharing all of the different experiences that we have around Atlanta and my passions with my family. I think that's really the most important thing. And while it may be cliche, I do definitely count a lot of my coworkers here as family, since I've known them for so long and they've been such a big part of my life.
Oh, that's great. And yeah, we get along well on the Georgia football. So we both went to the University of Georgia. Yeah. Glad when we see each other in the office on game day weekends, we're not talking about opposite teams. I'm a Falcons fan, but my wife gets me to follow the Chiefs now, because she's become a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. So I guess I can deal with a Green Bay Packers fan if I have to deal with the Chiefs too. So that'll work. So how long have you been with Velocio?
So technically, I'd say my entire working career. Now, I did start out as an intern at Socius before our merger. I started that in May of 2016. And then I was actually hired on full time in July of 2017 at Socius. Of course, the following January or February, we formally merged into Velocio. So I really haven't known a professional job outside of the Velocio umbrella in our Microsoft Work ecosystem. But I've been fortunate enough to have started that as an associate consultant on our Dynamics GP practice. And then over time, I was able to work my way up to be a senior consultant. And then recently, this past February, was when the opportunity to take our job as the manager of corporate projects and get to work with people like Robbie yourself a little more often than I used to.
So what we're going to try for is to have you serve your whole career at Velocio, help us continue to grow and help us continue to evolve, and you do the same in your career. That's got to be the goal here. So, and we do appreciate everything you've done. You've done wonderfully in all the roles you've had, and look forward to you continuing to do that. So thank you. So, yeah, I think I already know the answer to this, but I always like to ask, what were you doing before Velocio? I believe you were in college at UGA.
I was in college at UGA. Now, technically, I could call my first job working in one of the dining halls over a summer while I took online classes. But again, really, apart from that, it was transitioning from, you know, again, what I was learning in my degree for management information systems at Georgia, to applying that as an intern, as an associate consultant, and then again, still using those concepts today.
So how did you hear about Velocio? Did we come to a career fair? What did we do? How did you find us?
It was a career fair for Socius. So it was with Logan Lucas, actually. I think one of her first career fairs, I think her first intern hiring class, she pulled me aside because I had the right major on my name tag. And again, I'll be honest, I had never heard of ERPs or Socius. Obviously, we were Columbus or Dublin based at that time, but really just was a seemingly a great opportunity. Again, we were in the Sandy Springs Socius office at that time. So I did have the opportunity to live in Midtown Atlanta for a summer. That was a lot of fun. And again, really experience again, what a quote, real job was, learn about that. Again, like I said, have the opportunity to come on full time. It was exciting.
Oh, that's great. And you and Logan have both got to grow up in your career. Logan's our VP of people operations now. So you've seen, y'all both seen each other grow in your career since that first meeting. It's awesome. Well, so now some fun questions, if you don't mind. I know we talked a little before this, but what's a hidden talent that you have that would surprise me and some of your other coworkers?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I don't know if it's a true talent, but I've just had, as I mentioned earlier, you know, a big affinity for music all my life. So although it maybe hasn't grown as much as it used to, and I had the opportunity to listen to a lot of music, probably know the lyrics, or I'll say 95% of lyrics to probably about 3,500 to 4,000 songs. And those can span from any genre, from back to technically some of them are from like the 20s. From just songs I would learn about to, of course, like the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and the early 2010s when, you know, music was such a big part of my life. I was always listening to music and I just always liked to know the lyrics and I would look them up. And then again, they just kind of stick with me. So again, not necessarily a talent, but I often have a lot of people that are surprised with how much songs I know, or how I'm a quote old soul, especially again, you know, when I would be able to pick out lyrics and artists and different things like that from unexpected situations.
I think we need to have a music trivia day at the office and see how good you are at that.
We can certainly try. If it's about lyrics, I got you. If it's something about like a specific band, we'll see.
What's that TV show that's named that tune, or no, it's the next lyric or what? I don't know. Maybe we'll do something like that.
I think I could certainly do that 100%.
So I'd call that a talent. So let's go with a good talent. So what's the most Velocio thing you've ever experienced?
Yeah. So as I was, I did have a little bit of early knowledge about these questions. And so as I was thinking about this, whether it's Velocio or whether it's our industry, I know a lot of people always talk about how it really is such a small industry, but I would even say it's almost a smaller company, to where although we've been growing, again, although I've been here for almost 10 years, it's surprising as I've changed roles or as I've been working through my various roles to find all of the different links between our teams. And so a lot of it could be people that have worked together in past careers and past lives, whether they've transitioned from the client to the consultant role and have met someone who's then transitioned and they've reconnected to, again, me working with maybe some unexpected teams and being able to leverage some of those relationships into success at my job. But it's really just cool to see how much we've grown, but also how close I feel that our people have stayed with each other and the connections that we formed. You know, again, I have a lot of retiree friends at this point from people I've worked with to, we again, whenever people now come and visit our Atlanta office, it's typically someone I know, or if not, someone I'm going to make a new relationship with and someone who's going to continue to be, again, really part of the growing network of what I think are friends or at least very close coworkers here at Velocio.
I like to think that a Velocio, it feels like Velocio when it's a team and close-knit team. We all do know each other, and I feel that way in the industry. I get to go to conferences and, you know, to different meetings and see people that I've been working with for, you know, nearly 30 years. And it is a close-knit community, both in Velocio and in this ecosystem. So it's great.
Yeah. Well, I definitely have you. You and Keith Sulden, our CFO, to thank for, again, some of that renewed culture that I feel here. You know, it is, again, it's truly, truly something I've deeply enjoyed since we've opened up the office, to see the people in person and to have more of a community.
Oh, great. So what's something you've learned here at Velocio that you didn't expect to maybe to learn or just didn't expect?
I'll call this, I didn't expect to learn. And maybe this goes back to just being maybe a above average student in school. You know, I often didn't have to do a lot of homework outside of school. You know, college didn't necessarily stress me out too much. I truly had a great college experience. And so moving into Velocio, my mentor, Kelsey Davis, who actually works here still as one of our concierge desk managers, she was a former GP consultant and I was her mentor, and she really showed me the importance of just documentation. And it Sounds simple, but I think you can attest, Robbie. In our industry, sometimes that is the most valuable thing we can have, whether it's for developing our best practices or documenting processes to, in the consulting world, really being able to back up the time that you've spent working for a client and making sure that the time that you're spending is valuable. You know, that's something that I look at as a project manager when approving time to see if what we're billing and the time that our consultants are spending are truly worth that value to our customers. And there have been a variety of situations where that documentation muscle that I've gotten to really build over the years has really saved me in plenty of scenarios or now that I've switched from a client-facing role to an internal role. You never really stop being a consultant. And so those relationships I've formed with clients have really helped me out to where I transition, but I've still been able to reply to emails and say, hey, obviously I can't work with you in a full-time capacity, but here are the notes I have, you know, from our upgrades or from this implementation. And it's really getting them from, you know, it might be a new transition over at the client to being able to provide them with a very large head start than they would have had to in learning their product or learning their specific process that I helped develop.
That's great. I couldn't agree more. Documentation's huge, and I'd like to think we could remember everything, but we can't. And that used to be one of the things that I almost felt like we had to pull teeth for and to get everybody to do was to keep good documentation. But man, the new generative AI world and just the world we live in sure is making it easier. So
It's and I'm grateful for it too. You know, again, it's definitely something. Again, it's another thing in our tool belt. It's something that we're of course embracing here. So I'm all for whether it's as simple as transcribing a meeting to again generating meeting summaries or whatever that might be. It's been a huge help.
That's a good one. So what's something that you've learned from a teammate? You talked about Kelsey and something you learned from Kelsey. What's something that stuck with you that's been a really good feather in your cap as you've progressed through your career?
Well, this actually came from a client, and it wasn't even necessarily something that I learned directly from them, but it really comes to mind as it was their first, I actually performed the first ever implementation for a product called RecLogic when I was consulting. And it was the product's first Business Central integration. It wasn't on existing on-premise software that they had built from scratch to work with BC, since BC is not SQL backed, if we want to get technical. And so as we were just going throughout the implementation, of course, I'm trying to work through all these bugs that might come with a new software, but we would just chat from being on calls early to being on calls late, and we'd get on our favorite topics of TV shows. And one of our shared loves was the TV show Scrubs. It's a medical sitcom slash comedy. But there's a quote on there that, yeah. So, but you know, as you might know, in that show, it's hilarious, but it also has a lot of really like deep and tender moments. And there's an episode where the chief of medicine, and I know this quote has been around, but it's the fact that nothing that's worth having comes easy. You know, it makes me sometimes like, feel like I'm an old person telling kids that, you know, it's not going to just come to them. They have to work hard to earn it. But there's also the satisfaction, I think, that you get from really working towards something and achieving it. Again, that's kind of how I've felt all my life working through school, whether it is just a good test score. But now, of course, in a professional setting, you do have these large projects or these large initiatives that you're working on. And it just means a lot more when you know you've put in the effort to deliver something good. I'll be the first to raise my hand and say that I've been a part of plenty of very successful projects that I didn't really contribute much to as a project manager. My team crushed it, and that's always nice, but it's really those times where you're also putting in the metaphorical blood, sweat, and tears to get something over the finish line. And again, makes it truly worth, you know, that entire process makes it worth it when it's a successful outcome at the end. So it's that philosophy that if it's worth having, if that feeling is worth it, it's not going to come easy. You know, it's going to take some work, and it's a good mentality, I think, really just to to have over the course of your life. I think it applies, of course, both to professional and personal settings. And again, it's just one of my favorite quotes of all time.
Well, you're a father now. You get to teach your daughter that the, you know, that working hard is how you succeed, but not only succeed, it's also how you get gratification. I talk to my kids about that. And while mine are both young as well, it's, I don't think it's something easy for them to grasp. So best of luck in that.
Thank you. I'll certainly need your help then, some advice in the future, but I definitely agree.
So what's your favorite way to celebrate a big win? You've talked about some successful projects. You know, Georgia had a big win this weekend. What's your favorite way to celebrate a win?
I think it certainly, it depends on the type of win, of course. You know, a Georgia football win, it's a lot of fun. Did I have any input into that? Maybe if I'm superstitious, maybe I did indeed need to wear that jersey or that shirt, but I think, it, like I said, you know, when I'm involved in that win, you know, a lot of it is certainly celebrating those people who helped me achieve it. I think there are certainly scenarios, but a vast majority of the wins in my life or in someone's life are going to be with the help of others. Now, whether that's advice, whether that's guidance, whether that's just someone to talk to vent when things are going tough. So again, I think it's recognizing those individuals, but whether again, it's big or small, I'm definitely, as I mentioned earlier, an in-person kind of person. You know, I love a work from home day, but I think being with people, having that sense of community and really being able to make those connections and see and experience the joy that you have when you're celebrating with someone, that's what matters. You know, if we want to talk about Georgia football, I was over there at the Battery when we won our 2021 national championship.
Oh, fun.
I was just with a bunch of friends. And yes, it would have been a lot of fun to win if I'm watching at home, but there's nothing better than that sense of community when you are celebrating something together and you have that shared interest. And again, you're just making these memories that I think are going to last a lot longer when you have people to share them with.
Well, yeah, I love celebrating with my friends as well, especially those Georgia wins. This weekend, I had a wedding, so I didn't get to celebrate it with the same group of fans, but I got to celebrate it with a wedding group, which is pretty good too. So maybe a last question. So what was the best advice you've ever received, you know, work or personal? What was the best advice?
I think it probably is evident over the course of this conversation. I wouldn't say it's necessarily always specific advice, but more of just a mentality about how I'm going about working in my life or leading my life. And it's about trying and that's, you know, trying in terms of working hard. It's about trying new things. It's about, you know, absorbing all of the experiences that you can. Again, obviously that's great if you want to look at it from a professional perspective of having all the tools in your belt to become useful and make sure that you're always providing value to an organization. But I also love to travel. I like to experience new cultures, new foods, new all sorts of things. And, you know, if you enjoy to live life and to, again, truly experience the world that we live in, I think it's all about trying new things, getting out of your comfort zone, and really just having an open mind to anything that you might run into.
Well, Grant, I really appreciate you taking the time to record this podcast with me and look forward to spending the rest of the day in the office with you.
I appreciate it, Robbie. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.